Hear now the word of the Lord, as it is written in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, 1 through 9. And in that same day, Jesus, going forth from the house, sat by the sea. And many crowds gathered together to him, so that entering into a ship, he sat. And all the crowds stood on the shore. And he spoke to them many things in parables, saying, Behold, there went out a sower to sow, and in his sowing some seeds indeed fell along the way, and the birds came and devoured them. And other seeds fell upon the rocky places, where it had not much earth. And straightway it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. And when the sun arose, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And others fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell upon the good earth and yielded fruit, some 100, and some 60, and some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is revealed to us in his second coming in the work Arcana Celestia, a portion of number 932 regarding the internal sense of during all the days of the earth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. In Genesis 8, verse 22. The subject treated of here is the man who is to be regenerated. That is to say, that there will be no such thing as a failure of the church to come forth somewhere on the earth, which is here signified by there being seed time and harvest all the days of the earth. Seed time and harvest, or the church, will always come into existence. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.